We're talking to Naomi in Denver. Naomi has a friend who's using a Chromebook. This is something I recommend to a lot of people. Chromebooks are based on Linux. They come from Google. Really, if you want to know what it's like to use a Chromebook, just say, I'm only going to use Google Chrome, the Chrome browser. Anything you can do with Google Chrome, you can do with a Chromebook, and nothing else. It's more secure. It's more reliable. It's a lot less expensive. And for 90% of people out there, I think it does everything you need a computer to do. We kind of, for years, we've been sold this bill of goods that you need a general purpose computer. But unless you're writing software or designing rocket ships or editing video, you don't. For what most people use tech computers for, a Chromebook is fantastic. Highly recommended. Now, you said that she doesn't use her real name on the internet.
Yeah, because her...
That's fine, but for whatever reason. But she does have a Google account in this pseudonym.
Correct.
And that's what she's using on the Chromebook.
And she has a Gmail account in the pseudonym. Well, good. Facebook decided to kick her off.
Right, right. Facebook doesn't like that.
So she can't, because she has a very distinctive last name, and her husband was her...
I understand. I understand. This is the, there's a pro and the con over the real names policy. On the pro side, when people are using their real name, they behave. And you can see the difference between Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, you can use any name you want. Nobody uses their real name, and it's really anonymous. And so, as a result, there's a lot of drive-by, you know, libel and slander on Twitter. On Facebook, it's a little bit more orderly. But the problem with a real names policy is it's hard to enforce. For instance, how do they know what's your real name? Until somebody turned her in, she was able to use it. But somebody complained. Does her phony name sound like a phony name?
Well, yeah, kind of, but...
Well, so she should make a phony name that doesn't sound like a phony name. Because because they don't, they only act if somebody complains.
Really?
Yeah, and then they've done what they've done to her, which is, well, I need to see some ID, in effect. You have to send them a picture of your government ID, of your driver's license or something like that. But you can join. Go ahead and have her join. You can join Facebook as long as it doesn't look like a phony name and no one complains, and that's the key. If you're calling yourself Daffy Duck, pretty quickly Facebook's going to say, "Hey, prove that's your real name." Well, I have a friend who's very well known as a magazine publisher. His real name is Ken Goffey, but I've never known him by that name. He was known as Are You Serious? For years, as he published Mondo 2000, very well known in the tech community as Are You Serious? Nobody knows his real name. Facebook won't let him use Are You Serious? Because they say it's a pseudonym. And that's the disadvantage of a real names policy. And there are lots of other reasons you could think of that people would want to use a phony name in public.
Yeah, she's so depressed, I can't even get to tell her that. CASA is ending on the 22nd.
Don't tell her that either. But tell her she will love the new Google Photos, which does the same thing. I mean, that's they've migrated people to Google Photos.
She won't even smile when I go, "Oh, good morning, young lady." Oh.
Really? That makes me smile.
Everybody.
It may also be delayed grief over her husband and things like that, you know. And,
oh, it's bad. And so... I don't know. Is there
so
anything
tell her she
can do?
No, they don't allow phony names. You know, they do. You know, there are some exceptions. People who are going through a gender transition sometimes are allowed to use their preferred transgender name. Things like that. She could appeal it to their. It's a pain, though. She doesn't want to do this, but she can appeal it to them and say, here's the reason why I don't use this name. I don't think they'll allow it. They really want people to use real names. They know that there's fallout to that there's definitely negative consequences of doing this, but they feel that the positive consequences outweigh the negative consequences. Here's the thing. You can create a Facebook...
Who turned her in?
Well, that's one negative consequence. What kind of jerk does that? She can't find that out. So, but she can make a new account and make it sound like a real name. And again, she's just going to have to hope that nobody figures it out and turns her in. So if she's got somebody's out to get her, then they may try to find her and they may turn her in. She may not get to use Facebook, which is sad.
Yeah, because she's good. She does a lot of genealogy and things. And
a lot of people use fake names. This is the funny part. Millions of people use fake names on Facebook. They just haven't been caught. Nobody's complained.
And there's nothing else we can do.
This is their policy. It's their private company. They can run it any way they want.
It's their ball, huh?
It's their ball. It's important to remember that, by the way. I think a lot of people assume, well, one common assumption is this free speech argument. No, there's free speech in the United States. No, there's not. The First Amendment only means the government can't do anything to abridge your speech, or can only do limited things to abridge your speech. But any private company can decide whatever its policy is and enforce it, period. So it's Facebook. It's a private company. If they could just say, we don't like your face, we're not going to let you in. And there's nothing anybody could do about it.
But we can't find her, turned her in.
Oh, of course they're not going to tell you that.
Well,
they don't want to create like this.
Online, and they said it's a robot that goes through.
Well, it may be, but I don't know how. Does it really look? I mean, like I said, if you're named Daffy Duck, the robot will catch you.
Well, she's been trying to respond to it, and all it comes back is Jesse. And she keeps saying, well, dear Jesse, this is my situation, and da-da-da-da. We are trying to find your identity. It's just formless.
They will require her to give them, if they haven't already, proof of identity in a picture of a government identity card, like a driver's license. Now, if she wants to have a name of her own, make up one that doesn't sound phony. And she probably won't get caught. You know, it'd be better for her. Does she use it? Does she post content or just look at other people's content?
She's just doing it with family and some of her genealogy stuff.
Well, that's the other thing. Help her make it a private account. Nobody will complain if she doesn't have any public posts. Nobody will even know. Unless her family turned her in. I don't doubt that.
No.
Yeah. So don't publish publicly at all. Mm-hmm. Only publish, you know, privately to your friends, the people you've friended on Facebook, much less likely that anybody would turn her in then.
Oh, well, thank you, Leo.
I
don't know what to
say. Create an identity that looks real. Use her maiden name. You know what? Her maiden name is allowed, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to be an answer or not.
She may not like it, but Facebook would allow her to use her maiden name. I'm sure of that. Because that's her legal name. Before marriage, I think she could defend that one. If you call yourself Hulk Hogan, a little harder. Although they have made exceptions in the case of movie stars and celebrities. It's not evenly enforced, alas. I'm sorry. Please give her my love and a big hug. And do that funny voice.